Welcome to Catholic Moms in the Middle, a podcast for midlife moms who want to live their lives in a way that creates a legacy of faith, hope, and love. In this show, I will equip and encourage you to become the person you were created to be by discovering your identity as a beloved daughter of God. This discovery allows you to live your unique God-given purpose to bring hope, joy, and healing to those around you. My goal is to help you encounter the love of the Father, to find healing and transformation through the Holy Spirit, so that you can courageously magnify Christ in your marriage, with your children, in your communities, and with everyone you encounter in your daily life. Hey friends, I'm Jenny Gwen, and this is Catholic Moms in the Middle. I recently learned about the devotion of the shoulder wound of Jesus from my mom. I had always heard of Jesus's other wounds, but not this specific one. As we are wrapping up Lent and making our way through Holy Week, I thought it would be powerful to share this devotion to Jesus's shoulder wound. I'm hoping it will add another perspective to your Holy Week. In this show, I will share the history of this devotion and how the pain and suffering that Jesus experienced is relevant to each of our lives. Whether you realize it or not, so much suffering that we experience is in our control to change. We have control over that suffering. It doesn't mean we won't have pain, but we can control how we respond to it. As we begin to walk through Holy Week, we see how Jesus suffered for the sins of man. The sorrowful mysteries are always a reminder to me of God's great love and of Jesus' great love and obedience to his Father, but it's also a reminder for their love that they have for you and I. Only unconditional love would give him the strength to endure that much suffering. Jesus' suffering began in the garden as he experienced great anguish over God's plan for his life, while his friends abandoned him in sleep. Jesus was painfully betrayed by Judas, someone that he loved dearly. Jesus was mocked and ridiculed by so many as he was scourged and given a crown of thorns that pierced his head in hundreds of places. His body was racked with pain as he carried the heavy cross to his place of death. Finally, the five holy wounds were inflicted upon him on the cross as he took his last breath and died. Abandoned, betrayed, mocked, broken, suffering, and despair. Even though these aren't physical pains, these emotional wounds are just as agonizing. You are familiar with Jesus' journey to Calvary and the pain and suffering he endured, the pain that was visible for the bystanders to see as he walked along carrying his cross, but also the pain that those who loved him experienced as they watched their beloved one suffer and die. If you've ever watched the movie The Passion of Christ, then you've seen the brutal beatings that Jesus experiences. You've seen the wounds that are gushing with blood across his entire body. There are some scenes in the movie that are almost too unbearable to watch. Those wounds, however painful, were not Jesus' most painful wound. Like I mentioned earlier, until recently, I was not familiar with Jesus' most painful wound of all. It's his shoulder. Tradition says that Jesus walked 3 painful and humiliating miles from being accused in front of Pontius Pilate to his crucifixion on Calvary. The heavy wooden cross dug into his tender shoulder, cutting him to the bone. His flesh was ripped away, and with each step, each time he pulled the cross along behind him, he experienced excruciating pain in his shoulder. Saint Bernard of Clairvaux had a vision of Jesus. In this vision, our Lord is claimed to share that the most painful wound he had to bear during his passion was his shoulder wound. Saint Bernard was deeply impacted by the Lord's suffering, and he wanted to recognize that the Lord suffered in ways that were seen, ways that we're all familiar with, but also in ways that went unseen, like his shoulder wound. St. Bernard felt privileged to be entrusted with this vision, and out of his love and his deep sorrow for Jesus' suffering, he wrote this heartfelt prayer. O loving Jesus, meek Lamb of God, I, a miserable sinner, salute and worship the most sacred wound of thy shoulder, on which thou did bear thy heavy cross, which so tore thy flesh and laid bare thy bones, as to inflict on thee an anguish greater than any other wound of thy most blessed body. I adore thee, O Jesus, most sorrowful. I praise and glorify thee, and give thee thanks for this most sacred and painful wound. By that exceeding pain and by the crushing burden of thy heavy cross, to be merciful to me, a sinner, to forgive me all my mortal and venial sins, and to lead me on towards heaven along the way of thy cross. Amen. Christ asked St. Bernard to share this with others and to keep a devotion to his shoulder wound, and all who do this will receive God's abundant grace. Jesus said in one of the visions, "Honor this wound with your devotion, and I will grant you whatever you ask through its virtue and merit. And in regard to all those who shall venerate this wound, I will remit to them all their venial sins and will no longer remember their mortal sins." This devotion was passed down, and it is even said that Padre Pio not only kept this devotion, but that he also suffered from the same wound himself as a stigmata. While he was still a priest, Pope St. John Paul II visited with Padre Pio, and he asked about his wounds, wanting to know which one was the most painful. He expected him to say it was the chest wound. So Pope St. John Paul II was surprised when Padre Pio said, "It is my shoulder wound, which no one knows about and has never been cured or treated." In his everyday life, Padre Pio was impacted by this wound. Anytime he moved or his clothing rubbed against his shoulder, he experienced excruciating pain. As he was nearing death, Padre Pio confided in a friend that his greatest pains happened when he took off his shirt. His friend was surprised because, like St. Pope John Paul II, he expected his most painful wound to be his chest wound. After Padre Pio's death, his clothing showed blood stains on his right shoulder. Jesus' shoulder wound is a reminder that you and I often suffer silently. Sometimes it's physical suffering that you keep to yourself. Maybe you have suffered with an ailment or some diagnosis for years, and you find yourself hiding the pain because you don't want to be a burden to others. Silent suffering can also come from mental anguish or emotional trauma. This type of suffering can keep you wrapped in fear, despair, and feeling hopeless. Maybe on the outside, your friends and family would say that your life looks happy and carefree, but on the inside, you are carrying around pain, unforgiveness, regret, or anger. Others might be surprised if they actually knew the feelings that you were carrying around inside. We live in a world that is full of broken people. And if we're honest, my friend, you and I each have our own burdens, our own pain and brokenness that we carry throughout the day. Sometimes it's heavier and more painful than others. Living in a broken world, thanks to Adam and Eve in the garden, we can easily become separated from God. Of course, the great news is that out of God's love, He sent His Son to save us. All of the pain, the brokenness, the heartache, and the despair, it's like a drop in the bucket compared to God's abundant love that is available to each and every person on this earth. I think this devotion to the shoulder of Jesus is so powerful because so many of us carry hidden wounds. It's pain that's hidden deep inside away from others. Like many of the midlife women that I see in my Catholic life coaching, they carry these hidden mental and emotional wounds. These wounds may be from their childhood, as a young adult, or from life's unexpected twists and turns. There are all different types of wounds and suffering. But in this show, I want to talk to you specifically about mental and emotional suffering. This suffering is directly related to your thoughts, your beliefs, and your feelings. Specifically, the suffering that we create in our own minds through our thoughts. What I'm going to share is very surface level. There are experts and doctors out there. There's so much research that goes so much deeper than what I'm going to share. I want to help you let go of some of the suffering that you experience daily so that you can trade it for more of God's peace and joy. The mental suffering I want to address is suffering that you have control over once you recognize how it's being created in your life. Now, Jesus's shoulder wound was definitely a physical pain, but many people are carrying around hidden mental and emotional wounds that impact their lives in various ways. These wounds bleed over into their marriage, how they parent their children, what they believe to be true about themselves, and what they are capable of. Maybe how they interact with coworkers, the checkout at the grocery store, and so on. These wounds are often most obvious in times of uncertainty and transition, like midlife or becoming an empty nester, when things suddenly are different. It is in this place that it is easy to get caught up in negative thoughts and feelings that rob you of your joy and peace. Carrying around these mental and emotional wounds deeply influence your daily life. Experiencing pain in your life is normal. It's going to happen because you live in a broken world. You don't have control over other people or their actions. Even though as moms, we try our hardest to control other people and their actions. But my friend, it's not possible. So it's safe to say that pain is unavoidable. But how you react to people, situations, and events in your life will determine how much you suffer. It isn't about these events that happen in your life, but how you interpret them. In your mind, you give meaning to someone else's words and actions or an event that's taking place. Your interpretation of these things causes you to feel good or bad. Your interpretation of the words or actions sometimes are completely different than what they are thinking and feeling or what they are trying to share with you. There's a miscommunication. Your feelings do not come from external things that happen outside of you, but they come from your thinking, your own thinking about the event. When I learned this concept through life coaching, it changed my life. For so long, I believed that things happen to me and that those events, people's words, situations are what created my feelings. I believed that others had control over how I felt each day. It's so powerful to realize that you have complete control over your emotions, even in painful and difficult situations. When I share this aha in coaching sessions, I love seeing the light bulb moment for the women who too have believed for years that external circumstances dictated how they felt each day. It is so liberating to learn that you have more control within you than you ever thought possible. I have three younger sisters and often will reminisce about things in the past, vacations or things that have happened with our family. It's interesting that we each had the same experience, yet our perception of the trip, the family gathering, or whatever we're talking about is completely different. It's because we each recall the situation through our own lens, and then we retell the events differently. I'm the oldest daughter, so my memories are very different from my youngest sister's. This is because we each had our own perspective based on what we believe about what was happening, but also what we believe about ourselves and others. Okay, so you may be thinking, how does this relate to Jesus' shoulder wound? Like Jesus, you and I each bear the weight of hidden suffering. Experiencing pain is inevitable, but how we respond to the pain is in our control. Now, I don't believe that God hands out pain, but He knows that because you and I have free will and because we are sinful, that our actions will cause pain for ourselves and others. God allows this pain because it's a way for us to grow closer to Him, to rely on Him, to look to Him for guidance and direction. And being in midlife, being at this age and looking back, it's often that I realize in those most painful situations, it is where I had the most growth personally and spiritually. It's also an opportunity to unite your pain to Jesus on the cross. We know that He walks in that suffering with us, and He never abandons us. So offering up your suffering is a powerful way to become like Christ and to love others as He loves them. It's also a way to help release the suffering. Okay, let me get life coachy for just a minute, and then I'm going to tie it all together. The root cause of most of your suffering comes from your thoughts. God created your mind to keep you alive. Your brain's job is to keep you safe and help you survive in all types of situations. When you think about it, the way that God created our human bodies, especially our mind, it's like, how could you ever doubt God? Your brain is always scanning for perceived threats. These threats can be physical, but they can also be emotional. Your brain wants to protect you from any sort of suffering. What I have learned over the past 3 years in Catholic life coaching is how amazing our brains truly are. So in order to survive, your brain puts most of your thoughts on autopilot, which means it dictates the actions you take without having to put any thought into it. All right, have you ever driven home from work and pulled into your garage and had the thought, I don't remember driving home. I don't remember getting on the interstate or getting off at the exit. Your brain is designed to do this. It's designed to keep you safe and alive. So many of your daily tasks go on autopilot and they happen without a lot of effort. One of the first activities I do with my clients is to explore their top three emotions or feelings. These are the feelings that they have on a regular basis and that they experience most of the time in their life. Many of them will say happiness and joy, but then there's also worry, overwhelm, doubt, anxiety, and fear. I like to use this exercise to show them how their feelings are directly connected to what they are thinking. Those feelings of worry, fear, and anxiety are often hidden under the surface. They just know that something doesn't feel right, or they feel weighed down and heavy. It's easy to carry these emotions around and to think it's normal. I've had so many women tell me, it's normal. Moms are supposed to worry. Anxiety is a normal part of sending your children off to college. And I have to show them that, no, it's not normal. This is suffering that they don't have to experience. Carrying around too many negative emotions and too many negative thoughts creates suffering and can often trigger automatic negative thoughts, which in turn creates even more suffering and negative thoughts. It's like this cycle that never ends. Do you ever find yourself assuming the worst about people or situations or outcomes? It's easy to watch the news and then all of the sudden you're thinking that the world's going to end and World War III is coming, and you just get wrapped up with all of this anxiety and fear and doubt, and you easily start assuming the worst. When you find yourself getting in that negative cycle, these are some ways that you create suffering in your mind. The first, overestimating and being convinced of the likelihood of negative events happening. One of the most common tendencies when we are anxious is to predict that dangerous things will happen in the future. If you're a midlife mom, then you've been there. You know those nights you lie awake thinking of the horrible things that are going to happen to your child. We often imagine that something may happen, even when chances are it will never happen. I can remember when my oldest son went to college. He called home and he was really, really sick. He went to the University of Dayton, which is over 5 hours away from Nashville, so I couldn't easily get to him. We didn't know anyone in the area. We didn't even know his roommate. And I can remember that night lying in bed, worrying that it was something serious, that it was more than a cold, it was more than the flu, and that he just wasn't going to survive. I wasn't going to be able to get to him and be with him and hold his hand as he was laying there. And so all of this fear and anxiety was pouring over me because of these thoughts that I was choosing to think. Worrying like this is creating so much unnecessary suffering. Could something like this happen? Absolutely. But chances were he was going to be fine in a few days, and he was. But because of where my brain was going, I had all of this suffering going on inside of me. Another way that we create suffering in our mind is by predicting the future. This is where you predict things would be horrible or awful if something bad actually were to happen. You can often create the image or the situation in your mind, which then makes you feel the emotions as if that situation were actually happening. All right, I'm sure that you can probably relate to that. This, my friend, is the root of so, so much of our suffering. It's under the umbrella of fear, our worry, doubt, and the biggie for most of the women that I work with, overthinking. Overthinking that the past and what you should have done differently. Overthinking about the future and what, then you beat yourself up for past mistakes. Or you exhaust yourself trying to think of every little thing that could go wrong in the future so that you can stop it or somehow change the outcome. Does that sound familiar? I am sure that many moms can relate to me. The other way that I see women caught up in suffering is with those negative thoughts. But this time, those negative thoughts are about themselves. They make negative assumptions and blanket statements such as, I'm a loser, I'm not good enough, I should be a better mom, so-and-so can do it all, I'm not holy enough. All of these types of statements create mental and emotional suffering, and they also make you more anxious, depressed, and worried. Okay, so what do you do when you realize you are the source of this mental and emotional suffering? God knew. God knew because of the way he created our minds that our minds would create undue suffering. He knew that we would worry. He knew that we would look to the future. St. Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians 10:5, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Taking each thought captive means having an awareness of what you are thinking and feeling. When you find yourself stuck in one of those cycles of worry, overwhelm, fear, or anxiety, stop, take a deep breath, pause, and take those thoughts captive. What are you thinking? When you're aware of your thoughts and what you are thinking, then you are able to understand the feeling that you're experiencing. Like I said earlier, you and I each bear the weight of hidden suffering, just like that shoulder wound of Jesus. Experiencing pain is inevitable, but how we respond to the pain, how we decide to think, what we decide to believe is in our control. When you recognize pain, look for the source. Go to what you believe or what you are thinking. That is what's creating those feelings. That's what's creating that suffering. Unite those feelings and thoughts to Jesus on the cross. Imagine yourself placing that hidden pain on his shoulder and allow him to take it from you. He wants to take it from you. He suffered and died to bring us healing and peace. So give it to him. Let go of those thoughts that are weighing you down and allow God to replace them with his love, his mercy, his joy, and peace. As you walk through Holy Week, reflect on the shoulder wound of Jesus and ask him to reveal any hidden suffering that you were carrying around. Allow him to show you that suffering that you're carrying around that's not normal, the suffering that he wants to heal, the suffering that you can recognize as being created in your thoughts or your beliefs so that you can release it to him. Bring it into the light and allow him to take it from you. Allow his healing love to wash over you. All right, friends, until we meet again next week, go out and magnify Christ in your little corner of the world. God bless. To learn more about my ministry for midlife women, go to CatholicMomsInTheMiddle.com and be sure to check out Magnify, my online community for women, where you will grow deeper in your faith. You'll find inner healing in areas where you have struggled for years, and you'll be equipped and encouraged to become the person God has called you to be so that you can go out and magnify Christ in the world. The music for this podcast was written by Sean Williams, Catholic composer and musician. You'll find more of Sean's original music at musicbyseanwilliams.com. That is music by SHAWN Williams.com.